Okay, speaking of all things fabulous, is there anything more fabulous than a majestic, beautiful Irish oak tree? And one man's fallen tree, as the saying goes, is another man's liquid gold. Again, I'm looking at the beautiful photograph of an oak tree here. It's a 1,000-year-old oak tree and it toppled in Storm Elan. And it is now set to be resurrected as rare whiskey casks, which are going to be crafted here in Ireland. So joining me on the line to tell me all about it is Peter Cooney from Bowen Distillery. Afternoon, Peter.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, good. Did you have a nice Easter?
I did indeed. Fantastic. Good to be back, though.
Good to be back and back on it, and yeah, very much back on it you are. So tell me about this project now that's starting, because where did you get the idea, first of all, to make a whiskey barrel from an ancient Irish oak tree?
Yeah, so it's actually about 6 years in the making. And one of my neighbours, so I actually live near Tara in Meath, and one of our neighbours, Arthur Preston, lives there on the Preston's estate, and they have loads of ancient trees. And he was looking for some barrels for his farm shop. So they have a Swainstown farm shop where they specialise in kind of organic produce. And I said, here, listen, I'll give you a couple of empty barrels if you know, give me an oak tree when one falls in the next big storm. That was 6 years ago.
Wow.
So I got the call in December. And yeah, it was the main one and kind of in front of their house, 1,000 years old. So it was like 10 metres in girth.
Holy moly, 10 metres wide.
Very wide, yeah.
And so you've been eyeing this up for 6 years?
Pretty much, yeah. My sister was living up there for a little while, so every time I used to drive up, I'd be looking in, looking at the tree. And it was kind of on its way out. You know, some of the branches at the top were kind of breaking off. So it was very, very old. Then at Christmas there, it fell in Storm Elan. So we were good to go.
Okay. And can I ask you then, the barrels that you're currently using in Bowen, like where do they come from? Are they from the States?
All over the world, to be honest. So we'd have a lot of ex-bourbon barrels, but then we've a lot of like fortified wine barrels, like sherry barrels and port and Madeira and lots of other interesting kind of wine barrels as well.
Okay. So it's like, is there anybody making casks and barrels using Irish oak in this country?
There is. So there's a few distilleries that have done it, but they would have been made abroad in the likes of France or Spain. Whereas we are actually going to bring the staves back to Ireland after air drying in France for 18 to 24 months. And then we're actually going to make them on the island of Ireland by Irish hands in partnership with Kentucky Bourbon Barrel.
Okay, love it. So tell us about the process then. When you say it goes to be dried in France, how does that happen?
Yeah, so you can only make a barrel from, say, the base of the tree to the first branch, because anything after that will have knots. And that will kind of allow leaks and stuff like that. So we have a huge trunk. It's about 4 ton. And as I said, 10 meters in girth. So we had to get a special front loader digger to actually lift it, which was driven by my cousin Mossy. And then that was loaded onto a truck. And it's currently in France at the moment with Sister Cooperage of Kentucky Bourbon Barrel. And they'll kind of analyze it with lots of kind of added AI technology. And then they physically split it, kind of bearing in mind to go with the grain. And then they'll, from the split logs, they'll make staves, which are kind of the long pieces of wood that would actually make a barrel. And then they stack them in a kind of a pallet-like format and leave them there to air dry for 18 to 24 months in the French climate. And then they come back to us and then they're made into barrels.
Wow. Okay. And so this whole process, when was the last time Irish whiskey was crafted like this, where the barrels are made in Ireland? It is Irish oak, it's Irish whiskey.
Yeah, so I had a bit of a problem with that because I was trying to find out and I couldn't categorically find any concrete evidence. But I spoke to industry specialists in the beer world and in the whiskey world, and someone told me that it's probably been hundreds of years since an Irish oak cask was actually made in Ireland, because during the Tudor era, when England was ruling Ireland, a lot of the oaks were cleared for to make naval ships, but also a lot of the oak forests were cleared for agriculture.
Okay.
So Irish oak just wasn't around. There was no supply.
Wow. And will the whiskey produced have a unique flavour because of
this? Yeah. So the variety is called Quercus Petraea. So you get a lot of lovely vanilla and certain oak spices. So it will have a really, really nice kind of chocolate aroma and a gorgeous whiskey. But I suppose it kind of goes back to the Preston's farms, where actually going to be filling these casks with Bonders that was closed in Drogheda in 1968. They were called the Preston Brothers. And Arthur Preston is a direct descendant from this kind of whiskey-making family. So essentially, we're creating that mash bill, which, if you're interested, is a single pot still mash bill. And the mash bill is basically the makeup of the whiskey. So it's malted barley, raw barley, oats, wheat and rye.
Wow.
And we create a special beer from this and we distill it and then we can put it into the Irish oak cask. So whiskey teaches you patience. So, you know, it probably won't see the light of day for many, many years to come. But it's taken us 6 years to get to here. So we're really only at the start of the journey.
What a beautiful collaboration, though. I mean, to have kept it local like that as well and to have had your eye on it. Arthur will have to get a couple of bottles once you get them to that stage, clearly.
I promised him lots of bottles. But that's what I said. I said, all I can offer is whiskey. And he's pretty happy about that.
Pretty happy about that. Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was just saying, so one of the winter solstice casks that we bottled on the 21st, you were talking about the solstice and Anya. So our distillery is called Boan, and we kind of do everything in line with the sun. So we've winter solstice and summer solstice bottlings. So we're like 10 minutes away from Newgrange.
Wow.
So we do special bottlings on the solstice. And the last bottling was our solstice winter cask. And that actually was the Preston's mash bill. And on the day when the tree was lifted, I gifted Arthur a bottle of his forefather's whiskey. So he's pretty happy about that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And Peter, we're hearing like there's a lot of distilleries and a lot of people distilling and, you know, whether it's whiskey or gin or beer. I mean, there's been such a huge increase in it. Tell us, how long have you been going and how long has Boan is I pronounced it wrong, obviously, at the beginning, Boan Distillery. Tell us a little bit about the business.
Yeah, so Boan is the goddess of the Boyne. So the legend has it she walked around the Well of Wisdom three times withershins, which is backwards. And then the Boyne River violently erupted and flowed to the sea. So we're kind of in the Boyne Valley and we've named our distillery after Boan. But from a family perspective, so we're a family business. I'm second generation. So like my dad is the CEO. My mom is a beekeeper. So I actually live in an orchard and she supplies honey and apple blossoms and elderflower for our gin and whiskey. Then my sister is hospitality and marketing. I'm in exports. My other brother, Paddy, is domestic. And my other brother, James, is finance. So it's very much so a
family business.
Family operation, yeah.
Do you all get on?
We do. Yeah, I'm regularly asked this. Basically, we all have very clear roles. So we don't step on each other's toes. But, you know, we do have heated discussions like any business. And thankfully, we've gotten this far. So we're hanging in there.
And especially in an industry as well where there's so much competition and so much change happening, not just here, but globally.
Yeah, there's a lot, but the world's a big place. And, you know, most of it's all export, really. It's all export. So like 98% of everything we make is actually exported around the world. And we export to 80 markets around the world. So it's a big place and there's lots of room for everybody. So we really are experiencing a kind of resurgence of the Irish whiskey category. But there's room for everybody. As long as everyone is making great whiskey.
There you go. You know, that's what's important. Merrier. Well, listen, keep 100%. In touch with us, will you? Because that's such an incredible journey and amazing when you'll get the dried wood back and get ready for those casks. And we'll be keeping an eye out. Peter Cooney, thanks for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thanks, Catherine. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right, we were talking about goddesses just there, so why not throw a little Beyoncé your way? This is the album we were all talking about at the weekend. It's Cowboy Carter, and here's one of our favourite tracks from it. This is Bodyguard.